Southwark News, Thursday, February 20th, 2014. Backtrack on Peckham Rye Station. The council has admitted the plans for Peckham Rye Station had gone off the rails and has put a hold on the project while it goes back to the drawing board. The turnaround came after a group of concerned residents and business owners gave a deputation at community council meeting last week to ask Southwark to put a stop to plans to demolish businesses around the station. Eileen Conn of Peckham Vision, the community group behind the original campaign to open up the historic station, said she was thrilled at the council decision to set up a co-design workshop to draw up a revised plan with the community. "I'm delighted we've got a chance to have a breathing space to think with Southwark, Network Rail and the Greater London Authority, GLA, about the right thing for Peckham Town Centre," said Eileen. "Sadly, it's 2 years late," she added. Following a public consultation in December, Network Rail's concept design for the £25 million station revamp were revealed in January. Since then, MP for Camberwell and Peckham, Harriet Harman, received over 70 complaints about the proposals, which included forced possession of buildings in Holly Grove and Blenheim Grove, and the erection of 4 to 7 storey blocks of flats either side of the station. She met with the council last week, and they agreed to ask the mayor for more time to consult the public on what they wanted for the station redevelopment, which is part funded by the GLA. It was also agreed that Network Rail should guarantee that the small independent businesses within the development area will not be priced out, and the 1930s building housing the Sunday Painter and the Peckham Refreshment Rooms should be protected. The council agrees with local campaigners, said Councillor Colley. "We don't like the plans that were put forward by Network Rail. It was not going to achieve our vision for the area to make the most of the creative industries that are there." When the news covered the public response to the plans in January, a council spokesperson seemed more positive about the plans, saying there were a variety of views expressed at the event, many of them positive. The plans that were displayed on Saturday took into account the comments received as part of the consultation in December and explained how those points had been addressed. A spokesperson for Network Rail said they were focused on working with the residents and businesses in Peckham to transform the station and the surrounding area, but their responsibility to tax and rail fare payers meant the scheme has to be financially viable. The GLA decision to grant an extension to their investment of £5 million for regenerating areas affected by the 2011 riots is expected within a week.